Given the fact that I have less than 30 minutes, I've pondered before the Lord how to proceed with this message. I always remember Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones in London, in whose church I used to, attend.
我还记得多年前在英国我听过一个牧师的讲道。
In fact, he refused to preach any message unless he was given at least 45 minutes.
他就说，假如他没有超过45分钟的话，他不要，他说他不要讲道。
Because he said he could not develop an expository message, that is expounding the Bible, in less than 45 minutes.
因为他说他根本不能够用45分钟，少过45分钟的时间去讲一个释经的讲道。
But by the Lord's grace, I'll try within 30 minutes or less.
所以靠着主的恩典，我希望我能够在半小时之内做完。
Now, I had originally thought of talking to you about a plan of how to bring the gospel to the ends of the earth.
我起初是想跟你们分享，就是我们如何把福音传到地极，我们有什么计划呢？
In line with some of the things we talked about in the camp.
这个也是在我们营会里面有提到的。
But then it occurred to me that this may not be the right approach at this present time.
可是好像在这个时候可能这个不恰当吧。
Because to accomplish anything in any ministry, you need to have the right people with the right spirit.
因为在任何的事工里面，我们需要有适当的人和适当的精神。
For example, you cannot carry out a military operation or commando operation without trained commandos.
比如你不能够去施行什么军事的计划，除非你有适当的人选。
You cannot set up or build a factory or machinery without trained people, such as engineers.
同样你要设立一个工厂的话，你也需要有工程师吧。
You can't run a business without people who know something about how businesses are run.
你也是做生意的话，你也需要有懂得做生意的人才可以。
How are we going to bring the gospel to the ends of the earth with people who don't even have the motivation or the know-how to proceed?
我们如何把福音传到地极呢？除非我们有适当的人选。
The important thing is people.
重要的就是人。
What kind of people do we need to be able to bring the gospel to the ends of the earth? That's where we have to start. Before discussing all the plans of carrying out this operation. And so, as we enter into the new year and the new millennium, and leave the old behind, I would like to talk about new people who have left the old life behind so as to enter into the new millennium. New people for the new millennium. And so we need a picture of what constitutes in the scriptures, in the New Testament, a new person. I noticed that it's hard to find any book, at least I'm not aware of any book, that actually describes for us what the new man in the New Testament is like. We remember again 2 Corinthians 5:16 and 17, where Paul says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new person. The old has passed, the new has come.
我们记得在灵后第五章第十六、十七节里面，保罗说过，旧的已经过去，新的要来。
What's the use of entering into a new millennium when the person who enters it is old? It hasn't changed at all.
假如我们还是一个旧人，一个老我的话，我们怎么样进入千禧年又有什么意义呢？
What's the difference if you have 2,000 on the calendar, but you are the same person that you have been for the last 10 years, 20 years, 50 years? What difference does it make if the calendar has a different date on it?
就是现在是公元2000年，可是你还是你10年前的你，又有什么分别呢？
Newness has to be something real within us, and not just something external on a calendar.
所以这个的心不单只是在外在的，最重要是在你心里面的内在的。
This newness in the scripture is something we need to experience, something that we know. I know now what is new. I feel new.
就是圣经里面谈到，我们可以经验到，就是我这个时候不是新造的人，我是一个新造的人。
The old has passed, the new has come in my life.
旧事已经过了，变成新了，起码在我的生命里面经验到。
And then you might say to me, "Wow, you said you have 30 minutes."
那你说你只有三十分钟啊
？And you're going to tackle a subject of this size?
那你要谈这么大的一个问题吗
？So I will try to be brave.
啊，他会充满勇气的继续。
And try to give a brief portrait.
我希望用一个简单的去素描一下。
And center it all around one theme to make it as easy to remember as possible.
我希望能够集中在一个主题的里面。
And since it's Christmas time, the Christmas season, I will take as my text Luke 1:37.
既然是圣诞节，我们就看《路加福音》第六章第一章。
37节。Now in this section, the angel Gabriel.
在这里谈到天使。
Angel Gabriel.Now, Gabriel is the highest, thought to be the highest ranking angel in heaven.
啊，这个加百列，天使长。
He is given the responsibility to make the announcement to Mary.
啊，他有这个责任把这个报告向玛利亚宣布。
Who was about to become the mother of Jesus.
啊，玛利亚就是将要成为主耶稣的母亲。
And the angel Gabriel, by the way, in heaven there are many ranks and among angels.
当然在天上啊，不同的天使他们也有一些的层次的分别。
And so this task is entrusted to the highest ranking angel.
所以这件事就交给那个天使长加百列。
And Gabriel gives quite a long message to Mary.
啊，加百列他对玛利亚讲了一个很长的信实。
And told her some mind-boggling things.
他讲的他是很难想象的事情。
Mind-boggling is she is not married and she's going to have a child.
啊，为什么这样说呢？因为她那时候还没有结婚，她就怀孕了。
In other words, she's not married according to what we know. She is married in the biblical sense. That is, in those days when a person was engaged in the Jewish sense of the word, they were described as husband and wife already.
啊，他们可以说他们是结婚了，可是他那时候他已经许配了。
But for about a year, they don't stay together.
可是在那一年里面，他们没有住在一起。
So in that sense, we would say they're not married yet.
啊，所以我们可以说他们还没有结婚。
And after about a year, there would be that official marriage by which they can thereafter stay together.
然后就是过了那大概一年，他们就正式的结婚，他们住在一起。
That time had not yet come.
啊，那时候还没有到。
And Mary received this mind-boggling news that she is going to have a child, but from God.
然后玛利亚就受了这个信息，这个使她很惊讶的就是她要怀孕了。
So mind-boggling that most people find this really hard to believe.
可以想象的，那么惊讶的时候，没有人可以想象得到的。
God does all these things which are really hard to believe.
有时候神所做的是使人很难相信。
Miracles are very difficult to believe, aren't they?
神迹是很难使人置信的。
But again, there was a 双喜 a double announcement in this case.
这里也有一个双喜。
Because having mentioned this mind-boggling thing to Mary,
因为跟他讲了这个信实之后呢
，Gabriel went on to inform her that her relative Elizabeth was also going to have a child.
啊，加百列也告诉他，就是他的一个亲戚伊丽莎白也是怀孕了。
The thing with Elizabeth is she was already quite old.
啊，那时候这个姐妹伊丽莎白呢，她年纪已经比较大。
And she all her life was barren. She could not have children.
啊，她一直都不能够生产。
And the angel told Mary, Elizabeth is also has a child. In fact, she has had a child. She has already been pregnant for 6 months.
然后加百列就告诉玛利亚，他说伊丽莎白已经有六个月的身孕了。
So by now you also know that the son of Elizabeth was John the Baptist.
大概你也知道，就是伊丽莎白她的儿子就是施洗约翰。
Two mind-boggling statements.
两件很使人惊讶的消息。
And at the end of this rather long announcement,
在这个报告的末后
Angel Gabriel says to Mary, remember always one thing, and this is the conclusion of this whole matter.
在总结的时候加百列跟、玛利亚这样说
With God, all things will be possible.
出于神的话没有一句不能带能力的
The statement seems to stand in the future tense.
这句话好像是 预说以后的事情。
But the fact of the matter is that the things have already occurred.
可是事实是已经发生了。
What the angel wants to say is, it is a permanent truth. It will always be true that with God, all things are possible.
天使要说的其实是一个永远的一个的真理，就是说在神里面没有不可能的事。
And I would like to give you this verse.As something to take into the 21st century.
我希望你能够把这一节的经节带进新的千禧年里面。
Because this is the core of true Christianity.
这个就是真正的基督徒。
This is the essence of the truth of a new man.
这个就是一个新造的人他的真实。
Because becoming a new man is simply a miracle.
因为一个新造的人就是个神迹。
How do you turn an old man into a new man?
你怎么把一个旧人变成一个新人呢
？How do you turn a sinner into a saint?
你怎么把一个罪人成为一个圣人呢
？That is the miracle.
这是神迹。
If this thing doesn't happen, this transformation doesn't happen.
假如这个改变不能够发生的话
，All we are going to have is religion.
我们只有的就是只是一个宗教罢了。
Not spirituality.
啊，不是一个属灵。
And most of the church is Christian religion.
现今在教会里面一般都是说就是基督已成为一个宗教
And at the level of religion the differences between Christianity and other religions may not be that striking、
在宗教这个层面来说每一个宗教可能是相差不远
The basic ideas of morality
他们说要有道德
A belief in some kind of supreme power or eternal laws
他们相信是什么超自然的能力
And trying to live harmoniously with other people.
啊，他们希望能够彼此和好的相处。
Aren't these the basic principles of any religion?
这所有的宗教的基本的原则吧。
And frankly, while religion might be quite good at that level.
啊，当然在那个层面来说，宗教是挺好的。
That isn't what the Bible or the New Testament teaches.
可是这个不是说圣经里面所谈到的。
And it's amazing how many Christians still don't understand this point.
可是很多基督徒他们也不明白这一点。
And so they become Christians.
他们成为基督徒。
They become baptized, and baptism is just another religious ceremony.
他们受洗了，可是受洗了就可能只是一个的仪式罢了。
And so they become Christians in the religious sense.
所以他们只是在宗教上，他们成为一个基督徒。
And I wonder whether you are a Christian simply in this religious sense.
我在想，你是否这一种的基督徒呢
？Nothing new has happened.
他没有新造的人。
You're still the old person you were before.
你还是你的老我。
And you can't become anything else.
你不能够成为什么呢
At least not until.
除非。
These words become true in your life.
这些的话语能够在你的生命里面成为真实。
That this amazing miracle by which the old is transformed into the new.
就是一个神迹，就是旧的成为一个新造的。
Now, we in the world know everything about new becoming old.
啊，在这个世界上，我们知道什么是新的变成旧。
You bought a new car, right?
你买了个新车。
Oh, so shiny.
啊，那么漂亮。
Look at the design, streamlined.
啊，那它的外形很好。
And when you walk around it, you can't help admiring your car.
你一直在欣赏你的新车。
And when it got a little dirty, you rush out there to have it nicely washed.
车脏了一点点呢，就赶快就去抹清洁。
Look for the nicest protective car wash material you can put on there, coat it with wax or whatever it is you can coat it with.
你用最好的蜡来洗你的车。
So that you can preserve its newness as long as possible.
你知道你可以保持你的车那个新。
But by the second year, there are a few scratches on there.
可能过了到了第二年啊，有一些的花损了。
And you're trying to find what kind of thing can remove the scratches.
你想啊，我能否怎么样去把这些的花损能够擦去呢
？And this problem gets worse and worse by the second year, the third year. Oh, all the other efforts to make it look new are getting more and more unsuccessful.
然后一年一年的过去，你就更难去保持你的吃那个那份的心了。
The law of this world is that the new becomes old.
这个世界上的定律好像是新的变成旧。
Ah, look at the young person.
你看那个年轻的小伙子。
You admire the skin so smooth.
你看他的皮肤多么的滑。
I think all the ladies that admire the babies, the young children, oh, so beautiful skin, look at that.
女孩子都很欣赏那些小孩子、婴孩，他们的皮肤多么的幼嫩。
I think that's the reason why they always like to touch the baby.
原来他们很喜欢去摸小孩子。
I wish I had this kind of skin.
哎呀，我希望的皮肤像他一样。
And then they look on the TV and there's a program that tells you, oh, if you put this on your face, your wrinkles disappear.
然后在电视里面你就看到啊，你涂这个露的话，你的皱纹就会没有了。
No wonder that's a billion-dollar business out there.
啊，难怪这个生意非常好。
Oh, everyone put this stuff on the face.
啊，每个人都白色的膏往脸上涂。
Somebody thinks I also need some treatment on my face.
有人就说，哎，可能我也需要。
So I was given, you know what I was given? I was given a bottle of mud. Mud.
啊，这个我收的什么呢？我收的是的泥土。
It's called thermal mud.
这是一个热性的泥土。
I'm sure the sisters were familiar with this kind of thing.
可能姐妹知道这是什么玩意吧。
They know all this kind of thing much better than I do.
可能你在这方面比我更熟悉。
And then when you put this stuff on your face feels quite hot.
然后你把这个泥涂在脸上的话，你的脸就会觉得很热。
And that's supposed to improving the circulation, you see?
然后就会肃静你的血液的循环。
And this way your wrinkles begin to disappear.
然后你的皱纹就会减少了。
At least you hope they do.
希望如此吧。
And then on top, after you wash off this mud.
当你把这些泥洗干净之后呢？
Because you're supposed to keep it on your face for a while, you know.
因为你需要把这个泥放在脸上一段时间。
If anybody happened to knock on your door and walk in.
等那个时候有人敲门的话呢？
I mean, they sure they have a heart attack.
他们可能心脏病了。
So I tried it once on my face, and I hope nobody's going to open the door.
所以有一次，当我把这些泥涂在脸上的时候，希望没有人在找我。
Because since somebody gave it to me, they're going to ask me, "Did you use this thing?"
因为既然有人送给我的话，万一他问我你有没有用啊
？Not very nice. I said, "No, I never use it."
假如我说，哎呀，我没有用，好，很不好。
So I can say, "Yes, I put it on my face."
说有啊，我也用过。
I actually used it once.
我其实用过一次罢了。
And I looked in the mirror.
我看在镜子上。
And I thought, "This is really something."
我说 ，Wow.
This looks like something out of the comedy, and I had two eyes then, or it was black.
非常的滑稽。
So you can imagine if somebody came to my door and they were looking for me, and I opened the door.
所以你在想，就那个时候有人来敲门，我开门的话会什么样子
？So here we are, and recently, apparently, people are very convinced the value of mud.
最近很多人都相信那些这些的泥土它的作用。
So believe it or not, I got another two things of mud, two bottles of mud products.
我又收到两份这样的礼物。
So pardon me if you come to see me sometime.
所以假如有一天你来到我家的时候。
And you'll be forgiven if you thought you came to the wrong door.
假如你会找错门的话，你可以理解的。
We are trying to preserve the old.In such a way that it does not become old too fast.
我们希望能够保存我们自己一下，我们不会老得太快。
Oh, not to mention again, I think the sisters know very well how much they go to operations, stretch the skin up into the hair.
我想姐妹知道的比较多一点，什么拉皮啊之类的。
And of course, I mean, this is not only sisters, by the way. I mean, brothers do the same thing.
那可能弟兄也做同样的。
I mean, the hair is dropping off. We have.
头发脱了，他们要涂什么药
？We have to think of all kinds of ways to keep what's left still there, you know.
我们要想尽办法去保持我们的头发。
This struggle, not to become old too fast, is a reality we all understand.
这个我们要去挣扎啊，希望我们不要老化。
There's no such thing in this world.Whereby the old becomes new. All you can try to do is try to hold on to the that it doesn't become old too fast.
在这个世上根本没有说从老的变成新的，我们只希望能够保持，不要老化的太快罢了。
But becoming a Christian is the reverse.
可是作为一个基督徒是相反的。
You become new.
我们要成为新的。
The new within.
从心里面，从里面。
Oh, that is amazing.
这个很奇妙。
That's why I say it's contrary to the principles of life.
也就是为什么我说跟我们生命的原则是相反的。
I mean, we all know about the second law of thermodynamics and everything going down here. So, but the whole problem, that is the law of how things work in the world.
我们知道什么什么能力什么原则之类的，这是世上一切的事情的发生。